animals wild and tame, lakes, streams, rivers, the sun, moon, and stars? Where did all these wonderful things come from? Some people think they happened over lots and lots of time. Sometimes their arguments sound reasonable, but when you stop to think about it, something cannot come from nothing. And nobody was there to tell us how it happened, so whatever we believe about how things started, we must believe it by faith. Did I say nobody was there to see how it began? Someone was there. God was there. God tells us how it happened. Psalm 33 tells us that by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. All-powerful, all-wise, eternal, holy, loving God spoke the universe into existence and pronounced his creation very good. God did it all, but why? Turn to the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11, and we read, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created." God had his own purpose, to bring himself joy, delight, gladness. God made everything for his pleasure. Therefore, we owe it to God to please him. How do we please him? Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please him." So we can please God by faith, believing his word, trusting in him.